This is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Much has been made of development in East Austin that has pushed out longtime residents to make way for newer and more expensive housing, shops, and restaurants. John Langmore was at one time kind of a part of that push, advocating for denser urban development over sprawl. But then a photography project gave him a close-up look at the impact of that development. And Langmore realized the people and culture of the neighborhoods needed to be documented before it was too late. From 2006 to 2011, he photographed Austin's East Side, capturing moments large and small to chronicle what was being eroded. Langmore has gathered those photos, along with essays from former State Representative Wilhelmina Delco, neighborhood advocate Johnny Limon, and Austin Chronicle staff writer Michael King, into a collection called Fault Lines, Portraits of East Austin. Langmore met me near the corner of 12th and Chacon Streets in Austin to talk about what he photographed and why.
It started because I was doing a lot of advocacy, partly in conjunction with, being involved with Capital Metro, but advocacy to promote infill growth as opposed to sprawling growth, which, you know, Austin had been a sprawling community for ages, and wanted to turn that trend backwards. And I went to a photo workshop, and someone encouraged me to do a project and do one locally. And it just, as I moved around East Austin, I started to make this connection between things that I was advocating on the civic front with what was happening here in East Austin, based on partly some of those policies. And it just really made me realize that, you know, there's a human face to things that you advocate, and clearly with promoting new infill development, you know, close to Central Austin, rich communities like Old East Austin, you know, are dramatically and disproportionately impacted by that.
East Austin is not the neighborhood where you were living. It's not your sort of home turf, if you will. How did you manage being a real outsider trying to grab and document the culture, the inner workings of a neighborhood that you are not a part of?
As a starting point, I really feel it's important to say that, to acknowledge I am an outsider. I am telling someone else's story, and it's their story. It's not mine. I'm simply telling it, and I tried to do it honestly, and certainly in the book, Ms. Delco's essay and Johnny Limon's essays really give the locals' perspective. As a documentary photographer, it's just really important that you be true to the story that you're telling and sincere to the people whose story you're telling. I hope, I believe that, you know, they sensed I was sincere in what I was doing. And I told them exactly what I had in mind, that this was for a book and that I was only documenting Old East Austin, and I felt it needed to be preserved. I knew it was changing. And I will say that people were very open to that. Almost without exception, I was, you know, pretty warmly embraced by the community, even acknowledging that I'm an outsider.
So how did you figure out or decide what you were going to chronicle and what you were going to photograph?
Dr. Charles Erde, I went to him. He and I were working together on some civic issues, and I was fully committed to doing this project, and I asked him to put me on to some folks, and he said, go see Bubba in the Dollhouse Barbershop, which is no longer there. And I just found out from the guys at Marshall's that Bubba passed away not too long ago. Then Bubba introduced me to a friend of his named Gene that had a garage just a little further east on 12th Street, and then Gene told me about another friend of his, and it was just one place led to the other, and then they said, oh, we're having a birthday party. Come photograph our birthday party. And I always took prints back to them. And then I started getting invited to events, and then the doors just kind of fell open. I felt comfortable. They felt comfortable. And it just went from there. It was much easier than you would think.
So was your project always meant to be more capturing the culture than the evolution? What was your thinking about capturing that particular slice of time?
It was 100% I was committed to capturing the culture of Old East Austin. When I went and photographed the people of East Austin, you know, these rich African-American and Mexican-American communities, I went in telling them that I was documenting them, not the incoming folks, you know, that I was creating a document that was going to, you know, let future generations know what existed here, you know, really from the 20s to the 90s, you know, and still exist in certain places. Marshall's is still here. And, you know, every time I go in there, there's a bunch of people in there getting their hair cut. Hopefully it'll hang on for a long time. I'm giving all these archives to the Austin History Center. So, you know, all of these photographs with the locations and as many of the people's names as I know and the shops, you know, will be preserved for posterity's sake, which is very important. And I'm so glad that they've agreed to take those archives.
Is there a particular scene or image that you captured that really at the time struck you or impacted you in a particular way that's kind of stuck with you through all these years?
You know, what's most important is that collectively all of the photographs give you a sense of what Old East Austin is like. But I will say there is one photograph taken right here, as a matter of fact, literally right over there, of a guy driving a convertible Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He's an African-American guy. He's got his child in the car with him. And he's shaking the hand of another kid that he knows that's come up to the car. And this is during the Juneteenth parade, you know, going north to south on Chacon Street. And, you know, there's just such joy on their face and that convertible Cadillac and those horns. And then you can see people in the background. To me, it like really conveys this rich sense of how much they all knew each other and how much they cared for each other. You know, that's really the essence of East Austin that I felt everywhere I went. And I can tell you that dynamic does not exist in West Austin. It was very unique to hear, and it's a very special thing, and it's going to be really painful if there's a day when all this is gone from Old East Austin. It's going to be a huge loss to this city, no doubt about it.
Photographer John Langmore, the book is Fault Lines, Portraits of East Austin. John, thank you for your time and discussion today.
Jennifer, thanks so much for your interest. I really appreciate it.